Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Carmanah Technologies Corporation Q1 2013 Results Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for the analysts providing research on Carmanah. Instructions will be provided at the time for the analysts to queue up for questions. Before beginning its formal remarks, Carmanah would like to remind listeners that certain portions of today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in these forward-looking statements. For more information on the forward-looking statements and the company's risks and uncertainties relating to such forward-looking statements, please read Carmanah's annual report as filed on SEDAR, and which is also posted on their website, www.carmanah.com. All currency amounts are expressed in U.S. dollars, with the exception of the company's TSX-listed share price, which is quoted in Canadian dollars. The company's financial statements are prepared in accordance with the IFRS, or International Financial Reporting Standards. During this call, the company may also refer to adjusted EBITDA, a non-IFRS financial measure, which is calculated as earnings before interest, income taxes, amortization, stock-based compensation, and various one-time charges, which are detailed in their publicly filed management discussion and analysis. Carmanah uses this metric internally, in addition to others, to make strategic decisions and evaluate their performance. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, May 15th, 2013, at 2:00 P.M. Pacific Time and 5:00 P.M. Eastern Time. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Bruce Cousins, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon. I'd like to take a moment to provide comments on first quarter financial results, some business highlights in the quarter, and key milestones looking forward. I'll then turn the call over to Roland for a complete update on Q1 financial results. Revenue performance for the quarter is $7 million, representing a 30% increase versus prior year quarter and consistent with management's expectations. Adjusted EBITDA performance for the quarter is negative $400,000, while an improvement of 33% versus prior year quarter remains short of our full year expectation of positive EBITDA. Some of the key highlights within our revenue performance in Q1: mobile sales were up 38% year-on-year. Continued strong performance in this market reflects the strength of the GoPower brand and Carmanah's sales channel and execution team servicing the RV and work truck market. Consistent gross profit performance of 30% underpinned the positive contribution of this business segment. Signaling sales were up 7% year-on-year. Performance in this segment reflects more than doubling of sales in the traffic market, as expected. The traffic business is positively impacted by the Spot Devices acquisition and new products launched in the category. The aviation business is up 11% as this market recovers from a difficult 2012. The marine business is down 42% as the business continues to suffer competitively. We anticipate the planned June-July new product launches to have a meaningful impact in this competitive landscape and shift the trajectory of the marine business. Solar EPC services has returned to health in Q1 revenue of $1.2 million, consistent with seasonal results. We have recently announced $2 million of new EPC services contracts in this business and remain optimistic in our prospects with the upcoming FIT 2.0 project awards. Outdoor lighting results for the quarter of $500,000 reflect a decline of 38% versus prior year quarter and are consistent with the lumpiness we continue to see in this business. Outdoor lighting results exclude any revenue derived from our OEM partnerships for solar engines at this time. I'd summarize Q1 sales as a respectable start to 2013. We're pleased with the quarter and with the significant expansion we're seeing in pipelines across the business. From an adjusted EBITDA perspective, we finished the quarter at negative $400,000, an improvement of $200,000 versus prior year quarter. Our goal remains positive EBITDA for the year. Such interim performance and related pressure on cash reserves sharpens our focus on cash management and appropriate contingency plans. We participated in Light Fair in late April, representing Carmanah Solar Engines as part of Solar Lighting Solutions with both Acuity Brands and Lighting Sciences. Both our partners were pleased with the attention generated at the trade show with their respective solar lines. In Acuity's words, exceeding expectations. I personally attended the trade show and observed a much stronger presence of solar throughout the show. Speaker symposium, product displays, and underlying agent interest was evident throughout, suggesting a healthier market for solar lighting looking forward. We remain positive on our OEM strategy and continue to work closely with our new partners toward their commercial success with solar lighting. Results in these new partnerships remain pending at this time. Our project in South America continues forward, albeit at a slow pace. We expect commencement of this project in 2013. Unfortunately, we don't control the cadence of the project and are reliant on government counterparties. As a reminder, this AtoN project is tied to a larger civil project in the region, of which we are a subcontractor, and the overall project is progressing well. Finally, new product development remains a key focus, including several new technologies integrated across our portfolio of products. A key element in this is monitoring and control, and we now offer products within traffic, obstruction, and marine markets with this innovative solution. We see such value-added technologies as game changers within our markets and important to our long-term success. So to recap highlights for the quarter, revenue of $7 million, adjusted EBITDA of negative $400,000, and a successful Light Fair launch of Carmanah Solar Engines with two OEM partners. Looking forward, key milestones in the business include nine new product launches in the marine, aviation, and traffic businesses, and of course, completing on our South America project. I'll now turn the call over to Roland to provide further detail on our financial performance in the quarter, and following this, we will open the call up for questions. Roland?
Thanks, Bruce, and good afternoon. As Bruce mentioned, our Q1 2013 revenues were up 30% over the same period in the prior year, as we saw a number of our business segments expanding strongly their market share. We also experienced continued growth in our sales opportunities. This positive momentum was tempered by a quarterly loss of $700,000 and a negative adjusted EBITDA of $400,000, primarily due to sales mix and lower gross margins within our aviation marine signaling markets. An overview of our results comparing the first quarter 2013 to the same period in 2012. Consolidated revenue increased by $1.6 million to $7 million in Q1 2013 compared to the same period in 2012, primarily due to higher sales in the quarter from A, our solar EPC services market as revenues continued to recover from the 2012 delays caused by the Ontario FIT program review, B, our GoPower market as we continue to expand our distribution channels and product offering, and C, our traffic market, which saw a substantial amount of growth driven from the acquisition of the Spot Devices, Inc. Gross margin percentage decreased by 6.9% to 30.3% in Q1 2013 compared to the prior year, primarily due to high revenues from our lower margin solar EPC service market and lower margins from our aviation and marine markets caused by changes in sales mix towards lower margin products, market conditions, and efforts to clear up older generation products out of inventory as we prepare to launch several new products in the near term. Operating expenditures decreased by $100,000 to $2.8 million in the first quarter 2013 compared to the same period in 2012, primarily due to lower salaries with a reduction of three positions, two of which were at an executive level. Other expenses were comparable between the periods. In Q1 2013, we recognized a slight recovery in a legal provision, but this was offset by a foreign exchange loss. In the comparable period in 2012, we recognized a foreign exchange gain. Net loss for Q1 2013 ended at $700,000 compared to a net loss of $900,000 in the same period, 2012. The Q1 2013 loss was primarily driven by previously noted lower margins in the marine and aviation signal markets. Adjusted EBITDA for Q1 2013 was negative $400,000 compared to a negative $500,000 in the same period in 2012. This slight improvement is primarily due to higher revenues in 2013 versus 2012. In regards to liquidity and capital resources, our cash balance declined by $700,000 between March 31st, 2013 and December 31st, 2012, largely due to operations and a one-time cash payment from previously accrued restructuring costs. In the 3 months ended March 31st, 2013, cash used in operating and working capital activities, including one-time restructuring costs, was $600,000. Cash used for CapEx was $100,000, and there were no financing activities in the period. Overall, our Q1 2013 results were in line with our 2013 internal forecast. That concludes my financial overview. I'll turn it back to Bruce now.
Thanks, Roland. And at this point, we'd be happy to take questions from the analysts. Operator?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press 0, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press 0, then 2. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick the handset up first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if there are any questions, please press 0, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. And our first question comes from Mike Plaster from Solomon Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks very much. Just a few questions, actually. First off, I guess on the revenues, so $7 million top line for Q1, you know, seems a little bit off the pace that you were hoping for the year. I know you said it was consistent with your own internal expectations. I realize there's some seasonality with grid tie and so forth, which should pick up. Just wondering what sort of visibility you have now going into Q2 and what your confidence level is that sales should pick up over the next couple of quarters.
You know, great question, Mike. I'm confident that Q1 is certainly our lowest revenue quarter for 2013. And to your point, you know, we do have, as example, seasonality in the grid tie business, and Q2, Q3 would be peak revenue periods for that segment. On the signaling business, you know, the cadence looks strong in the traffic market, and we're off on a good front there. The balance of our signaling business is soft, though, and the holdback there is our new products getting out the door. So we are just this week starting to launch those new products, and we'll see the real impact of them come late in the second quarter and heavy in the back half. So overall, you know, I'm quite encouraged with what I'm seeing in terms of pipeline in all of the segments, and you know, I think it's a respectable start to the new year. The new product additions will up our game notably. And I think we're poised for certainly a much stronger second half than first half.
Okay, so I guess with Q2, I mean, we're sort of halfway through the quarter. Are you in a position to kind of give us an indication as to where you might be tracking for top line?
You know, nothing specific, Mike. I will tell you that we will outperform Q1.
Okay. All right, well, I guess more in a general sense, in terms of your demand out there, sort of specifically from U.S. government customers, what are you seeing in terms of the order flow there? Have you seen any slowing, or is it still pretty steady?
You know, it's improving, but honestly, you know, historically, U.S. government, U.S. Coast Guard used to be a meaningful demand stream for Carmana. Certainly last year was very, very soft. It is improving, but it has not come back to the levels that we have seen historically. So we've managed to supplement that with a lot more private opportunity.
Okay. And final question on the, I guess, on the margin side of things, looking at the marine segment specifically, I mean, that certainly seemed a bit light to me. You did attribute that to competitive pressures. Should I assume that that's some incentive pricing? And is this sort of a one-off, or should we expect that to continue? I mean, presumably when you have your new product launches, that would be at higher margins, or would there be some more incentive pricing there?
No, it's absolutely. We're dealing with kind of end of life on that the current lines in marine. So with the new product launches we're just now rolling out, you'll see a notable improvement in margins in marine, and we will get back to historic levels in that segment.
Okay, great. That's it for me. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Rupert Murr from National Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Rupert.
Can you discuss your liquidity? Your cash balance is down. Can you remind us how much flexibility you have on your credit line and what the covenants might look like on that credit line?
Rupert, currently we can't draw on that. It's EBITDA driven. So a period of several quarters, we have to have positive EBITDA before we can draw on it.
Okay. At this point, do you feel you have enough flexibility?
We're managing our cash very stringently. We're looking at all aspects of working capital management in that regard.
Okay. And your
go ahead, sorry. Rupert.
Your
SG&A.
Like to
have more flexibility there, but you know, we have what we have, and we will work within our means.
Okay. SG&A was down a little bit in the quarter, so looks like you are cutting costs in some areas. Is that run rate expected to continue going forward?
Yes, if not more. Just to remind you, we eliminated a couple of executive positions, and that's why we had to pay restructuring costs in the first quarter for costs that we accrued last year. So we're down to, in the executive level, we're down to Bruce and myself, and no more VPs in the company.
Okay. In the disclosures, it mentions you're still negotiating a license with Spot. Can you talk a little about that and why the license is still under negotiation? And is that negotiation holding back your sales in the traffic market at all?
So, you know, first and foremost, no, it's not holding back our sales in the traffic business. In fact, just the opposite. You know, we started the year on a tear in traffic. The volume increase that we've seen is dramatic. And frankly, it's been a huge barrier for the team to get back to the table and finalize all the nuances of the software license agreement. So that discussion, we're just getting back to that now, and we expect to get that sorted out in the upcoming weeks. In the interim, we have been working on a collaborative basis with Cirrus Systems to offer the system, and our customer base has a notable install of that product today. So it hasn't precluded us in terms of the offering, but there's some housekeeping there to get tightened up.
Once again, for any questions, please press 0, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. We have Rupert online with a follow-up question. Please go ahead.
Hi. So you talked about your new products for the signaling market. How competitive is that market, and how much better are your products? Is it simply a cost reduction?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a crowded market. There are some very credible competitors in the space. We recognize that, and we've set the bar high in terms of our product development efforts. So in terms of the light and or the signal performance itself, we have a significant improvement, eclipsing everything that we see today in the competitive market in terms of performance of the signal itself. But to further solidify our position there, we have added a significant amount of features into the product. Most notable is the monitoring capability. We now have satellite-enabled monitoring available in a solar self-contained beacon, which is a game changer in the space. And I think that helps better differentiate ourselves in the market, and it helps support our pricing strategy for the product in the market. A number of other new features that we've rolled in into the products are quite exciting, unique, and I think playing well to our segment.
Okay, great. And then just finally, can you give us an update on the opportunity for using your solar engine with partners with Acuity or Lighting Science? How you think that opportunity could grow for you?
You know, I'm encouraged with that. As I noted in my earlier comments, I attended Light Fair this year. This is my second year in attendance. I will tell you that looking back a year ago, solar presence was virtually invisible at Light Fair. What I observed this year was a notable shift. Many companies displaying product, symposia were offered discussing solar and its merits and its application. There was just a great presence of solar this year in Philadelphia at Light Fair. So I'm encouraged by that. Traffic generated within the booths of our OEM partners was significant. I quoted Acuity's words as exceeding their expectations. They had a very busy booth and tremendous interest from their agent network, and the enthusiasm was definitely there for the offering. So, we're encouraged, but skeptical at the same time. We've been at solar outdoor lighting for many years, and getting meaningful traction in the space has been a challenge. And the economics of solar are still a bit of a headwind, more upfront capital cost to deploy, and a very viable alternative in a grid-tied solution option. So, there's still headwinds there, but I will tell you overall, I'm encouraged and, anxious to report some progress in terms of revenue with our OEM partners on these applications.
Do you have any CapEx requirements yourself in the next few quarters?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Once again, for any questions, please press 0, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. We have no further questions in the queue.
All right, operator, thank you. And thank you all for joining us today with our first quarter results. Have a great day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.